Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Breakthrough Entertainment, part of the Team Broadcasting Network. We're here live in Phoenix, Arizona, and Victor Christie, I believe. Of course, this is Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. Guys, how are you?
Doing great.
It's a nice day out today.
Come on, more enthusiasm, guys. We always talk about that.
I was just making sure that wasn't going to cover up your voice, and it might have one more time. So we'll
really?
So we'll see how that works.
Who's our producer today?
I guess it's me.
Yes. What do you think, Joseph? Is that a good
thing? I should start wearing my tie, though. I want to be like Tom, our old producer.
Right.
Really? You want to be like Mikey?
Like Tom.
Oh, Tom?
Yeah, not like
Tom
Mikey.
From The Godfather?
Okay.
Random. Well, what's that called again? Random what?
Dave's Random Enlightenment.
Oh, yeah. Dave's Random Enlightenment. go ahead.
So I apologize about that if you couldn't hear Dave at first, but that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm a little disappointed that I wasn't invited last Friday for your last show at the Old Outlet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I heard that there was some... A bottle of something and some
a bottle?
Candy or something. I don't know.
I was able to. Tommy got me Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And some cookies. Where are those cookies?
I gave them to Mason.
Oh, okay. Mason. That's right. And it was.
Well, it sounded like a party, and it was
It was a cookie party.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. And
exciting.
Yeah, we resurrected the cookie.
I guess so. Yeah.
So,
we definitely miss Tom, Ramon,
and Jess.
And Jess.
And
I think that was all.
That was it. Yeah. I think that was it. But it was fun. A very emotional last show.
Yes. Yeah, I cried. I cried.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were crying.
Yeah.
We were crying.
Tears
we're happy
of,
to be here.
Happy tears. Anyway, so this is great because this is a debut show. Breakthrough Entertainment. It used to be the magazine for the listeners out there that recognize every Thursday from 2 to 4 on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network as the magazine. But now it is Breakthrough Entertainment thanks to Joseph Erdo. He thought of this. Joseph, thank you.
Don't put all the blame on me. Oh,
what
wow.
is that?
Wow.
What is that? Where's Waldo?
That's how excited we are about this name change.
Oh, yeah, Breakthrough Entertainment. No, it's a credit to you.
Be careful about pig vomit.
Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah,
what was he, like an office manager or was a station manager?
Something like that.
Yeah. No, I think he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, is that how he got the name pig vomit?
Well, yeah. Remember, he wasn't letting him say what he wanted to say. He was
And he sort of.
You can't be.
At least he didn't ignore the guy. He didn't. At least he just didn't shut out him. At least he talked to him. That's a good thing.
I guess so. He did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, communication is so important.
Sure.
Am I right?
Communication is very important. And, but isn't there a restaurant named
Big Vomit?
Like right down the road from.
From here?
Yeah, I think so.
There is.
Really?
Really?
I don't remember that.
There is. What?
No, really.
We'll talk about it.
There's really something like
people going to tell us about.
Who would go already behind?
Off the year, I think. I don't want to. But yeah.
Who would have a restaurant named Pig Vomit? No, really. What's on the menu? Let's see. I'll have the number two vomit with
a lot of drugs in the 60s. So.
For bacon eaters. For bacon eaters.
Oh, no, that's the oink.
Oh,
no.
Oh yeah.
That's the oink something.
You're right.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
Who mentioned that to me? I was driving. Who was I driving with? Yeah, someone said, "Oink, the Oink restaurant."
Yeah.
Or something.
Or something.
I see. So you.
I
got...
was just being. Yeah. I was just
okay.
Being funny.
I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got a lot of action today, right?
Yeah.
Joseph Erdo's our movie reviewer, a great one.
Absolutely.
And what are we going to do today?
It's basically our summer movie preview, Dave. We've got.
I love that.
It's a big show
Any
today.
Any Netflix?
Iron
Man 3.
That's not a chick flick.
No, we're not talking about Iron Man 3 at all, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the summer movie season starts next week for reasons undisclosed.
Right.
But
Steel Man 3.
No, we'll get into Fast and Furious 6 and
There's a couple of superhero movies out this year. I don't think that Iron Man 3 is one of them. There's the Wolverine we'll talk about later on.
Oh.
And perhaps the superhero movie that we all want to hear about is Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Yeah, so there's two superhero movies opening this summer.
What about Kick-Ass 2?
Well, yes, Kick-Ass 2. That's a superhero movie. You're right. Yeah.
What about Man of Steel sponsored by Pfizer? Is it?
They're all jokes that you couldn't have heard last week.
I'm getting it all out right now.
Yeah, we got a lot to get out there.
Yeah, we were really stiff on that other station.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You mean that we could review K-11 now?
You know, I told Craig coming up here, if we were here, I would have reviewed 43.
Movie 43?
K-11.
That was it's about the homosexuals, right?
It's
not another lifestyle now. They're homosexuals. It's a fact of life.
In prison. Yeah.
In prison, yes. Yeah. That's a fact of life, too, in transsexuals. Yeah. We've divided the show up into basically four. You know, we've got 2 hours, right, today?
Yeah. We do have 2 hours.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We want our listeners to stay tuned for those entire 2 hours because each half hour is going to be devoted to a different genre.
Oh, I love that idea.
Right. So,
who thought of that?
Me.
No, that's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you. But no, in the first half hour, we're going to talk about action films, right?
Oh, I love action.
Kick it off with action films. And
great.
In the second half hour, we'll talk about probably, I'm going to guess, Greg's favorite genre. Comedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I love comedy.
Yeah, and so that's coming up at around 2:30. Now, at 3 o'clock, we will talk about family. Science fiction.
Oh, okay.
Let me make sure. No, I think it might.
Science fiction.
No, we're going to talk about family and animation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
family and animation?
Yes, family and animation.
How is that related?
Well, because animated movies are usually for family.
Yeah.
Oh, animated movies.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said family and animation.
Well, this is still the movie show, the entertainment.
Oh. So when's chick flicks come in?
See, I don't think there's any chick flicks this year.
No, I want chick flicks.
Not this year.
Let's just go back to Mamma Mia.
Oh.
The movie pants one. Remember the movie with the pants that went all over the world?
The traveling pants. Yeah,
that one.
There's none of that this year either. But I know that another one of your favorite genres
is
science fiction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love Star Trek.
Yes. So we'll talk about
Chris
that.
Pine.
Yes. Yeah. See, now we're excited again.
That is very good.
So at 3:30, we'll talk about science fiction, horror, and thrillers. We'll wrap it all up.
Oh, the thriller in Manila.
We've done that one a couple times.
The thrillers still the same.
I've upgraded it a little bit.
I could say
things maybe I haven't said.
Yeah, there you go.
And also, very exciting. In the midst of all this, to kind of like separate each of the genres, we have a summer movie preview trivia.
Oh, like a riddle where I can beat Greg again?
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Did he win last time? I think he did.
I did.
Yes, okay. Greg did win last
time.
Last two times.
But this one's a little bit bigger. Okay.
I look good.
What is that? Barry White?
No, that was me.
Oh.
I think these are Greg's random.
What am I called again? Dave's random.
And light.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come up with one for Greg.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
But we've got three rounds. Again, we want people to stick around for the entire show.
Yeah, and they could call in, too.
Yeah, we've got.
What is that number?
They can call in if they want to play along. Yeah, give our number. I know.
Yeah, what is the number?
646-652-2405. So if you want to give us a call, 646-652-2405. Talk about your favorite upcoming movies, what you're looking forward to seeing.
So a lot of sequels. 646.
Yep.
And?
Yeah, you got to write it down. 652-2405. I guess Dave's
2405?
I guess Dave's also going to call. He's going to disguise his voice.
Oh, yeah. 646-652-2405?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, excellent.
So there'll be three rounds. So if anyone wants to play along for any of the given rounds, we're happy to have them do that. And we'll keep score. And
good. I can win.
You could win, yes. And
what do I win, by the way?
You'll win. You know, I actually brought a gift. I'm going to give it to Greg at one part during the show. But if you win, Greg has to forfeit this.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes.
That's fair enough because I like to take things. Now, the thing is, do you know what my birthday is other than the year?
No. Is it today?
No, it's neither than the year. Greg, what's my birthday?
October 10th. And the
year. No, say it in numerals.
10-10.
Oh, why did you say that?
Oh, thanks.
Okay, check them.
Yeah.
All right, but we will
1937.
Oh, yeah, no, not
1480.
Really. 1480. No, it's not. Yeah, we will be on 1480 starting May 11th, by the way, a.m.
Saturday, May 11th. Yeah,
absolutely. 11 to 2, entertainment, and then we got some sports action. So we're real excited about having several platforms to reach people. So,
yes, yeah.
And that's in Phoenix, Arizona, KPHX.
And
can you say that real quick?
It's also KPHX.
1480 a.m.
The temperature today in Arizona.
Yes, 1480 degrees.
Yeah.
But that's a great station. We really like them.
Absolutely.
They got a lot of great syndicated shows, so we're
going to
be promoting them, and we'll be there. I hear something.
I don't know. It has nothing to do with our stuff.
But the TSA come in and they forgot to screen people?
I think so. Yeah.
Did you get screened at the door, Joseph?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Well, it
was either Sarah or Jessica.
Or Parker.
Sarah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is I just come over here to get screened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you enjoyed that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did get a butterscotch candy, I think.
Oh, yeah. Good, by the way.
Yeah. I'll wait till we're off the air.
Where was I this morning?
Smashburger.
They are great people. I had a great meeting with them. I had the first time a Smashburger.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, I was always a big fan of In-N-Out, Five Guys. But Smashburger, really? Oh, yeah. I won't say what you're wearing. This was a delicious hamburger. Quite honestly, this was the best hamburger I've had. They sear it. They smash it for 10 seconds. They showed me how they did it.
Uh-huh.
And it sears on the edges and locks in the juices. Fantastic hamburger. I really recommend everyone get out there. Smashburger. And I think they're nationwide, but, of course, in Phoenix they have several locations, probably four or five at least, maybe six.
I haven't tried a Smashburger yet, but the way you described it, for once you actually described something.
Yeah, just really juicy.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Nutritious.
And this is
audacious.
Oh,
I don't know.
He just proved that he's not reading from the script there.
Yeah.
What does bodacious mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
But, you know, I can't wait until we go out and start talking with our listeners. You know?
Oh, yeah, and we will be. We'll be doing a lot of remotes in the Phoenix area. Actually, even outside the Phoenix area. There is some great possibility to do events nationwide. Remember, we have some nice people in Manhattan and New York, Allegra, and we may end up doing remotes out there. Las Vegas, you name it. This is fun. I can't wait. Your turn. Go.
Wow. Okay. No. Well, you know what? Then let's first talk about some of the action films.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to remind you that we have some trivia again, right? The first two rounds are kind of like box office history related. The last round, though, you're going to want to pay attention to some of this stuff because, you know, I'm not going to reveal any of the answers, but it does have to do with what we're going to be talking about today. So you might be able
to... Do I have to take down the list of upcoming movies that I have up right now?
No, you can do that. You can keep that up, just don't look into them.
Oh, okay.
Don't. Because you'll have to dig in order to find... Hey, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Careful there. So... Now, we're going to go down the list. The summer movie season starts officially, kicks off next weekend. It's a May 10th.
May 10th? How do you know that?
Well, because that's when the first big movie of the year.
Is that what qualifies for summer summer movies?
Any of the big movies. You know, Pain and Gain came out last week. That was big, but that was kind of like the
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave, less questioning is more.
Oh, yeah.
No, but
is it less filling or more grammar?
Just less question.
Okay.
No, it's just first big movie of the year, right? It's kind of like an unofficial thing. But it's basically May, June, July, and then August to some extent.
Yeah.
During the monsoon season.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
And
what's the first one? May 10th.
The first big movie of the summer is The Great Gatsby.
Don't tell me. The guy from Butch Cassidy. Robert Redford.
I don't believe that he's in it. But
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Same thing.
I have the synopsis here. Tobey Maguire plays.
Oh, he's good.
Tobey Maguire is excellent. The only true Spider-Man plays a would-be writer who moves from the Midwest to New York, where he is drawn into the captivating world of the super rich, their illusions, Loves and Deceit, Leonardo DiCaprio, Carey Mulligan, and Joe Edgerton also star. I believe Isla Fisher is also in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like her. She was in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
One of the best. Oh, very good acting. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, you definitely see a lot of her. It was
Don't ever leave me, remember?
Yeah.
And then she stared at him in a really evil way, remember?
Yeah.
It was Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Then they went out on the beach for some reason.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, she's cute.
So they got
cute.
Married.
They did?
Remember, in the movie, yeah.
Hey, didn't they deck the guy, Bradley Cooper, at the
Yeah.
That was good.
Now, who would have thought Bradley Cooper now is one
phenomenal.
Of the
he is
actors.
A great actor.
I love the guy.
Oh, he's like tremendous.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not a really an action film, but it's kind of, you know, it's in there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to include it since when you think of summer movies, you think of action. And when we're talking about the first big summer movie, it is definitely The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
And I believe that next week we're going to have we'll be reviewing the movie, obviously, on Saturday on our May 11th show.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we do a remote then.
The debut of the 1480, but eventually there is some possibilities. We'll be in studio, 1480 KPHX, in Phoenix, Arizona.
But I mean, on the Thursdays, because sometimes, you know, we can celebrate the movies.
Yeah.
So if we do actually do a remote on Thursday, you know, maybe I will dress up with as someone from The Great Gatsby.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Right. You will?
Yeah, if we do remotes.
Can we bring that Fisher girl?
Yeah, sure. We'll invite Isla Fisher.
Okay.
So now I know that you're going to
say Isla or
Isla.
I love. Fisher. Isla,
I think that was someone next door. They said, I love fishing.
Oh.
I know that probably, I know you mentioned Star Trek, and we'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
But if it's not Star Trek, then I think the next movie that you'll be most excited about is opening on May 24th, Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, I am looking forward to it. I got to tell you, I really got into those.
There's
May
one on 24th. That day you're probably going to get to later in the show. That one, too. That's going to be a big time Friday for movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that May 24th, you said?
That's May 24th. So
Fast and Furious 6.
Yes.
Guess what? May 24th, Fast and Furious 6. Join the Rock Johnson.
He reprised
it. Guess what? I'm going to be out of town.
Yes.
Oh.
Let me think.
You're going to be racing cars.
I'll have to watch it there. Where I'm at.
Yeah, I think you will.
Are you going to be out of town for that Thursday show as well? Wow.
Yeah.
So if I dress up with
Ed, and the Saturday show on 1480 a.m.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought
he was going to say, hooray.
Well, we do that when you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You
know,
all right. So Dwayne Johnson reprises his role as a DSS federal agent who enlists the aid of Brian, Paul Walker, and Dom Vin Diesel to, in exchange for clear records, help bring a rival gang led by Luke Evans to justice.
I love that. See, this is what I love about Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
They were portrayed as sort of like criminals in a way because these guys are really good people. And I think they like to do what's right. And it's sort of flipping as the series, you know, the sequels go on. And it shows, like, if that's the theme, you know, they're trying to do the right thing.
Right.
I mean, you got to like that, right?
Yeah, that's a great theme.
It's a really good theme.
Significant theme. Now, so then the next action film that we want to talk about is, I mentioned this one earlier, the first probably superhero movie of the summer opens on June 14th, Man of Steel. Henry Cavill plays, well, let me test your knowledge. Who is really in all fit? Who is Man of Steel?
Oh, I know him.
Who?
Don Fizer.
Again, in all seriousness.
Craig?
You don't know who Man of Steel is?
No, you don't know who Fizer Drugs are?
No, I do.
Okay. All right. No, let me guess. Give me a hint. Give me A through D.
It starts with an S.
But give me A, four choices.
Is it Superman? That's the only answer I
have. Oh.
You were completely lost.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Man of Steel.
Okay, Superman. You're right.
Wow. Off to a great start here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Henry Cavill plays a young journalist who is forced to confront his secret extraterrestrial heritage when Earth is invaded by members of his race. Michael Shannon, Amy Adams, Russell Crowe, Kevin Costner, Diane Lane, and Lawrence Fishburne also star.
That's a big cast. That's a big cast. Very good. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And now, this isn't a romantic comedy. This isn't a chick flick. But I think that, Dave, you might be interested in this one as well. On June 28th, The Heat. Have you heard anything about The Heat?
The Heat. No, I have not.
Sandra Bullock plays an uptight FBI agent who is paired with a testy Boston cop played by
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, she's great. In order to take down a ruthless drug lord, neither woman has ever had a partner or a friend for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So could have included that in comedy, but it's also kind of a cop buddy cop film.
Looks sort of fun.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun.
What's the date on that?
That one is on June 28th.
You know, I almost forgot about that one because, you know, like 4 or 5 months ago, I first saw the trailer in theaters, and I figured, oh, yeah, it's coming out soon. And I totally spaced, and he just reminded me. I'm like, okay, I'm pretty
excited. Looks funny, though.
Yeah, now, it looks good. But if there's not enough action in that, then I bet that the next one will definitely have enough
action for
you. Mm-hmm. Also on June 28th, There was a movie that came out about a month or so ago that was very similar to this. I thought it was spectacular. Let's see if this one's going to be any good. White House Down.
White House Down.
Yes, June 28th, same day as the Heat.
Taking over the White House.
Kind of, yeah. Channing Tatum plays a Capitol policeman who, while on a tour of the White House with his young daughter, springs into action to save his child and protect the president, Jamie Foxx, from a heavily armed group of paramilitary invaders.
So
the last one was very similar, but that one starred Gerard Butler, and that was Olympus Has Fallen, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Interesting that.
And you like that one?
Yeah,
right?
I thought that one was spectacular.
And this one looks good as well. I mean, when you look at the cast, especially you know with Jamie Foxx in there, and so this should be pretty good.
Yeah, White House Down. Yeah, that's excellent. That should be an action-packed movie.
Of course. And Jamie Foxx, of course, next year is going to be in what, based on one of your responses earlier to my comment about
Spider-Man.
Yes, he's going to be in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Playing the villain role.
Yes, he's the villain. Some new photos were leaked of him today. You can search online and find those. But on July 19th, Red 2 opens. Did you ever see the original Red?
Yeah, Arnold.
I did not.
No.
July 19th?
Yeah, July 19th. Red, do you know what it stands for?
Oh, yeah. That was Kevin Smith. Red State.
No,
that was Red State.
Yeah,
sorry.
Retired, extremely dangerous.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I saw the first one.
Okay.
Does he win? I thought.
No, wait.
We said it together. Yeah.
Bruce Willis reprises his role as a retired black ops CIA agent who reunites his unlikely team of elite operatives for a global quest to track down a missing portable nuclear device. Anthony Hopkins, John Malkovich, Helen Mirren, and Catherine Zeta-Jones also star.
Nice cast.
Yeah, very good cast. And I didn't much care for the first Red, so we'll see if this one's any good. You know, some people liked it.
And that's July 19th.
Yeah, July 19th.
Wow.
And now besides Kick-Ass, which we'll talk about later on. Not later on, but here a couple movies down the line. On July 26th, the other big superhero movie, again, the first one is Man of Steel. The second superhero movie is The Wolverine. Hugh Jackman reprises his role as Wolverine, who makes a voyage to modern-day Japan where he encounters an enemy from his past that will have an impact on his future. Now, I also see that Famke Janssen also reprises her role. Do you remember who she plays in X-Men?
I don't, because I'm going to say something that will probably shock you.
What?
I've never seen any of that.
Really?
I did. Wow. I saw them.
All of them?
I saw the one that, I don't know, they had special powers.
That's
X-Men is.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Good for you, Dave.
I even saw the triple X-Men.
I
bet you did.
That's probably not good.
No, that's not good.
The triple X woman was pretty good.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Well, the triple X man would be Chippendales.
Exactly.
What am I thinking? Okay,
11.
You want the Thunder from Down Under in Las Vegas?
Oh yeah, they have that. Yeah. I didn't go there.
How do you know?
I saw it on billboards. I go, hey, I have a lookalike up there.
Triple X men is K-11.
Yeah.
Famke Janssen plays Jean Grey. So that's on July 26th again. You know, I love the X-Men. You know,
it's a pretty good film. Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't wait for that. Now, Two Guns opens on August 2nd.
August 2nd. I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
Now, Mark,
Two Guns.
Mark Wahlberg. Now, obviously that's
not. Oh, the story of my arms. Yes, Two Guns.
Sure. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, can't wait until we do those remotes. Mark Wahlberg. and Denzel Washington play a DEA agent and an undercover naval intelligence officer who, having been tasked with investigating one another, find that they have been set up by the mob, the very organization that the two men believe they have been stealing money from.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I would see that one.
Yeah, so that one sounds, again, with a title like Two Guns, gotta be very exciting.
But would that be Marky Mark?
Sure, yeah. We played that contest last week, yeah. For
Payton. Oh, Payton. Yeah, he did win. You're right.
Yeah.
Greg did.
So that's August 2nd. Now, also on August 2nd, it'd be kind of like your fantasy films a little bit. 300, Rise of an Empire. Did you ever like the first 300?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
300, Rise of an Empire?
Yeah, it's called Rise of an Empire. It's a sequel to 300, which opened several years ago.
Is the wife still alive?
What?
Remember the wife? The husband had to go out. I think he died, the husband, didn't he?
I don't.
Yeah, in the beginning, right, Greg?
I don't remember. I just remember it was a good movie.
I remember I didn't care for it.
Oh, you didn't care for it?
Yeah, I didn't care for it. I was lost with all the visuals. But in this one's kind of like a different story. So it's not a direct sequel. It's a different story within the 300 universe.
Gotcha.
Sullivan Stapleton plays a Greek general Themistocles. I don't want to get on his bad side, who battles an invading army of Persians under the mortal turned god Xerxes, Rodrigo Santoro.
Rodrigo Santoro.
Wow.
Yes.
What's his stage name?
Rodrigo Santoro.
Same thing. So that's on August 2nd as well. And finally, to wrap up our action films, on August 16th, what opens, Greg?
Kick-Ass Part 2.
Yes, Aaron Taylor Johnston. Johnston.
How do you spell kick? Okay, so part two, you're saying.
Yeah.
I didn't even see part one.
Really? You've got to see that.
Great movie.
What is it about?
Aaron Taylor Johnston reprises his role as a costumed high school hero who joins with a group of normal citizens that have been inspired to fight crime. The cast this time, now last time we had Nicolas Cage, right?
Yes.
It was rumored at one time he was going to reprise his role, but unfortunately it doesn't look like he's going to be in it. Mm. Chloe Grace Moretz and Christopher Mintz-Plasse also reprise their roles, while Jim Carrey joins the cast.
Oh, that should be good.
So
I didn't see one, though.
Is that what you're most anticipated? Or you know, if it's not, then don't tell me because I think I know what it is. But
yeah, it's tied probably with
tied with
one
the
or
other
two
one
other
that
ones.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah, absolutely. But this looks great. I mean, still a great cast. And I love the first Kick-Ass. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
What would you rate it? I would like it.
I think you would. I don't know if you're into all the gore, though. It's funny.
Oh,
there's action. You know, McLovin's in it.
Well, Al Gore's okay.
And, Christopher,
I think Al Gore's pretty good.
Yeah, I liked him, too. But I would say I think you would like the humor. I know, though, with some of the blood and guts and stuff, maybe you wouldn't like. But it adds to it, though. It's a great movie. You should
like
see it.
Yeah, I loved Kick-Ass. Yeah. Out of all these action films, what are you most looking forward to, Dave?
Okay, I think truly as I'm looking down the list, I wrote them all down, Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah. Okay.
I just really like that. The character development, I like the cast, and I like the sort of the perceived society cultural villains turn good.
Oh.
You got to like that. Come on, you got to like that.
It's interesting how it's gone because in the first one, Paul Walker is a cop. And then, you know, obviously going undercover, but then likes the sister, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But then it's changed so much because then he's a bad guy, but then the cops ask him
for
help.
Well, then he was a federal agent.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Eva Mendez was in the second one. I think we always forget about that.
I think she'll come back, though.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought she would.
Well, someone's coming back.
But she really loved the guy.
Someone.
She'd come back, wouldn't she?
I think you're thinking about a different person.
No, I know she died, but if she really loved him.
No. You're thinking Eva Mendez was just a. She's a big time actress now.
She had a big role in the second one.
Michelle Rodriguez. You're thinking, Michelle Rodriguez. So you're thinking Vin Diesel's girlfriend.
Would she come back?
She comes back. Yeah, I think. Yeah. I think they were
everyone. Well, she's in the cast and in the.
She never died.
But we don't know that. We don't want to get into that.
We don't know that.
I know.
We don't want to spoil.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil. I know because I read something online, but kind of spoiled it for me. But
that's excellent.
Yeah.
But wait. He has a new girlfriend though. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
That could be a bit.
Wow.
Right?
It may or may not be. It depends.
There's
how,
movies like
experience. Yeah.
Remember the Brady Bunch?
No.
Well, they,
I
remember they.
Yeah.
She thought the husband was dead, and the first husband, and he came back, and it was that was a problem.
Yeah. Well,
and she got remarried.
Yeah, that's interesting. Very, very good point you bring up there, Dave.
Yeah,
all
very good. Yeah, I'm most looking forward to probably Man of Steel.
Oh, really, Man of Steel?
That does look really good. To be honest, the old time Superman movies I haven't really seen. I've seen bits and pieces over the years when they come on TV, back with Christopher Reeve, but the one from 2006 I believe it was with Kevin Spacey.
Yes,
I've seen most of that. It was on TV, so there was bits and pieces I kind of missed.
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it's as bad as everyone says.
I agree with you. I actually was into it. I just haven't had a chance to try to watch it in full, but I am looking forward to it. I've never been as big on Superman really as I am with Batman, especially obviously The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
But and then with Spider-Man, but Superman may come in after that to battle with Green Lantern and some of those other guys.
So if you've heard it here, if you are in the mood for an action film, particularly a superhero film, you're either going to want to see your only choices this summer are The Wolverine or Kick-Ass 2 or Man of Steel. Don't go see any other superhero movie this year.
Really? That's your final opinion?
That's my final opinion.
Why, you've seen all these?
No, I haven't seen these yet. I have seen a few of these that we're going to be talking about, but I unfortunately cannot share my thoughts on them yet. But, I don't know if you want to take a break and then we can get into our trivia.
Yeah. Oh, I want to do trivia. I have to get back at Greg. You gave him the prize, and I have to take it from him if I win. If not, if it's a tie, I guess he still gets it unless you cut it in half. Okay. Anyway, this is a Breakthrough Entertainment, formerly known as the magazine, is now Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network in Phoenix, Arizona, live at Regis Suites. And we will be right back for more movie summer blockbusters. In a minute.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. sounded like this.
I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking Entertainment, along with Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo, our movie reviewer. And that's the sound of Greg's headset in the background.
It's a great headset.
Yes, it certainly is. And we just went over the action movies that will be happening in the summertime, so
yes,
people can look forward to that. And if you want to hear a rebroadcast, you can certainly go to Blog Talk. What's the website again?
Yeah, blogtalkradio.com/BTBN, and those are B's and boys. So once again, blogtalkradio.com/BTBN. B as in boy, T as in Tom, B as in boy, N as in Nancy.
As in Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting,
yes,
Network.
And shortly on our website, of course, and for our Thursday, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment on breakradioshow.com, we'll have everything good to go on there. Also with future shows, you could also stream it from there.
That's right. Okay, Joseph, so what's the next category, chick flicks?
Well, let's actually do our first round of our trivia.
Yeah, I want to get ready for this.
And so I don't know if anyone wants to call in, they're free to do so through the website.
And the number, if you want to call in, 646-652-2405. And you could talk to any one of us or guess the trivia.
And just one warning, you're not going to be screened, so you're going to come right on when I pick you up. So
pick
be prepared.
You up.
Wow. Okay. So let's just, we'll do our first round here between you two. We'll keep tally. There's 10 questions in each round, okay? So we'll try to go through them relatively quickly, promptly here. First of all, what 1970s film is widely acknowledged as the father of the summer blockbuster and the first to ever receive simultaneous nationwide release? Was it Close Encounters of the Third Kind, The Godfather, Jaws, or Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope?
What year again?
1970s. It does, I don't. It's just in the 70s.
Star Wars.
You think it's Star Wars, Dave?
Wait, give me the question again.
Widely acknowledged as the father of the summer blockbuster, basically.
Close Encounters.
You think Close Encounters? And,
yeah.
And you want to
may
I'm
going
to say Star Wars.
Oh, wait, I am sorry. I got to take
I said
back.
Star Wars. Because,
no, I'm not going to say that. I forgot the first one you said, Jaws, because I know that came out.
Well,
oh.
Okay, Close Encounters, The Godfather, Jaws, or Star Wars Episode 4?
Am I allowed to change it
change
to Jaws?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll change it to
Jaws.
Jaws.
What do
yeah.
you want?
Well, I don't think he's allowed. I'm going to say 1970s Star Wars. I'm going to
Star Wars? Okay. Well, you know what? You should have changed your answer to Jaws because it's Jaws.
Oh, that is not fair.
So one for Greg here in round one.
It absolutely is amazing.
I am the smartest man alive!
Very
oh,
true.
Oh, just great. Just
next
great.
Up, what summer release was the highest grossing film during the 1980s? Was it Batman, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, or Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi?
Wait, what was the question again?
Keep up here. Well, the highest grossing film during the 80s, summer release.
Okay.
Batman,
wow.
E.T., Star Wars 5, or Star Wars 6?
Batman, E.T.,
or Star Wars Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi?
E.T.
You're going to say E.T., Dave? Greg?
The highest grossing. Whew, this is tough. I'm going to go with Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
And unfortunately, it is E.T.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really,
right. One.
Yeah.
All right. 1989 was the genesis of the mega era. This sequel became the biggest debut of all time when it opened to $29.5 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest debut of all time as of, you know, 1989. Was it Back to the Future 2, Ghostbusters 2, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, or the Lethal Weapon?
It's easy for you to say that. Now,
yeah.
Give me the question again. Our people.
The biggest debut of all time when it opened to 29.5. So in 1989, prior to that, movies were opening less than this. This was the biggest opening to date.
And this was in 89.
Yes, 89.
Yes, Back to the Future Part 2.
Yes, what's Greg saying? How about you?
Okay, give me the answers again.
Back to the Future 2, Ghostbusters 2, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, or Lethal Weapon 2?
What's the third one?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
And you said Back to the Future?
Yes.
No one gets it. That one's Ghostbusters 2.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love Ghostbusters 2, but wow.
So Ghostbusters 2 held that record for exactly 7 days before another summer release boosted the record by a full 50%, opening to $53.6 million. So again, 1 week later, jumped from $29.5 to $43.6 million. What film was this? Was it Batman, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, or Luke Who's Talking?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
What was the one? The third one?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. I'm sticking with that.
And again, no one gets it. This time it was Batman.
Really?
Yes, Batman opened to $43.6 million.
That is very strange.
What was the next summer release to become the biggest opener of all time? Was it Batman Returns, Die Hard, Jurassic Park, or Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
What was the question?
The next summer release become the biggest opener of all time. So Batman, what was the next summer release?
He said it was Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, that's what you both say?
Yeah.
Wait, no, maybe not.
It was.
Give it to me. It was?
Yeah.
Are you just
you
pretending?
Said.
This
we're
one I'm fairly
confident
in.
What's the score right now? 1-1.
Yeah.
1993, Jurassic Park. But you said next, though. Wait, say it again. What were the other
ones? Yeah, now you're cheating.
Batman Returns, Die Hard, Jurassic Park, or Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
Oh, it was Terminator 2 Judgment Day because that came out before Jurassic Park.
Okay, how about what do you think?
I don't think that's fair. Give me the answers again.
I'm never going to get through to these. Oh, now my screen went away. Okay, so Batman Returns.
What does he do?
Batman Returns, Die Hard, Jurassic Park, or Terminator 2?
I'm going to take a chance on this just to break the tie. Terminator 2.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
All right, I'll say that too.
All right, well, unfortunately, you guys went with Batman Returns.
Again?
That came out before Terminator 2?
I don't know, but I don't know if it came out before it. But let's see. What summer release was the first film to open north of $50 million? Was it Batman Forever, Jurassic Park, Men in Black, or Mission Impossible?
Jurassic Park.
You're saying Jurassic Park. Greg?
I'm fairly confident it's that, but I've been
wrong before.
Stopped a little here. But I do agree, Jurassic Park.
And I'm going to give it to both of you. It was Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
so
And I do want to make an announcement, I think, on our website.
Yes.
On our website, if you're listening live and you get bumped out somehow and you go back, it may not go to the – I think it goes to the beginning. I'm not sure. We're going to have to check that technically.
I think it catches up. I think
it does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you try that?
Yeah, you better.
On our website?
Yes. I was listening yesterday.
Okay. Because I got some text on that.
Oh.
And was curious. If you go to Blog Talk, I think you probably.
Oh, on your website?
Yeah.
Okay.
To be honest, I didn't even know we have it on our website.
Yeah,
I think they yesterday.
Well, we can test it now. Should I just play it real quick?
I wouldn't.
I
wouldn't
mess with
it.
Right.
No, I think that on the website it is.
It's right from the beginning.
It's yesterday's show.
Yeah, it's yesterday's. That's why.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that off the air. Right, yeah. Next. See, there you go. Put your volume down, Dave.
What's going on here?
That's Dave on drugs.
I'm going to take a point away from you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dave loses a point, although we love Guns N' Roses.
What summer release was the first film to open north of $100 million?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a big amount, right?
Who's winning?
You guys are tight. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Shrek 2, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, or Spider-Man?
It's one of the last three you mentioned. Which came out
first? What was the first one?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's what you're saying? Okay.
Is that the first one?
That was the first one.
I'm going with that one.
No, that wasn't the first Pirates.
That was the
third
one.
No,
right?
The first Pirates was
well,
first the Black Pearl.
Was this the second one?
I think it's the third one, right?
I think this is the second one.
Oh,
Dead Man's Chest is the second one.
Oh,
yeah,
World's End is the third.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Shrek 2, Star Wars Episode 3, or Spider-Man?
I'm going to go Spider-Man.
Star Wars Episode
3. Star Wars Spider-Man?
Yeah.
All right. Dave, you got it right.
Ah,
Spider-Man. You should have went. I can't believe you didn't get
that. I thought that Star Wars Episode 3 came out first.
It might have, but I don't know what it grossed. But
there's all
other
Star Warriors out there.
Yeah. So of these four summer releases, which is the only one that opened north of $100 million?
Yes.
The only one that opened higher than $100 million. Was it Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? Or was it Spider-Man 2, or Iron Man, or Transformers Dark of the Moon?
The only one north of $100 million.
The only one that in the first weekend in the theaters, it made more than $100
million. Was Dark of the Moon the last Transformers?
Dark of the Moon was the last one. Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't that one.
Indiana Jones. And the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull,
yeah.
Spider-Man 2, Iron Man, or Transformers Dark of the Moon?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2, you think, made it over $100 million. How about you?
So we got Iron Man, Spider-Man 2.
Yes. Indiana Jones or Transformers Dark of the Moon?
It's a tough one.
Transformers.
And neither of you get it.
Ah!
Surprisingly,
Indiana.
Spider-Man 2, Iron Man, and Transformers Dark of the Moon, none of them made it over.
It Indiana Jones
is the only of the four.
You know what's weird? Yeah, I was thinking, hey, there might be something weird about that. Because I remember that did well, even though no one really liked it. I didn't see it, you know. But did you like it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because, yeah, I heard some bad things. Hey, I just moved the table.
Yeah, careful. Which summer release was the first film to open north of $150 million?
Oh, wow.
We're getting up there now.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest,
whoa,
Iron Man 2, Shrek the Third, or Spider-Man 3?
Oh.
Say it again.
The first release, first summer release for over $150 million.
Man.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Iron Man 2, Shrek the Third, or Spider-Man 3?
I'm going Pirates again.
You're going to go with Pirates? Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what came out first, because I think this one did do it. I'm going to go with Shrek the Third.
Shrek the Third, and no one gets it again. It was Spider-Man 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
You got to stick with your Spider-Man.
I know. Well, I did with the second one, and then
missed
the one time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that one you weren't counting on it. It didn't open over 100
million. That's right. Yeah.
All right,
thanks,
which is surprising. Spider-Man 3 opened 150, and Spider-Man 2 under 100.
Right,
but
right.
First Spider-Man opened over 100.
Awesome. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, so, all right. So, last question this round before our bonus. What summer release currently holds the record for highest grossing opening weekend of all time? Was it The Avengers, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, The Dark Knight, or The Dark Knight Rises? So highest grossing opening weekend of all time.
Harry Potter? Yes.
The first one was The Avengers.
First one is Avengers, Harry Potter Part 2, Dark Knight, or Dark Knight Rises.
The Dark Knight.
4-2, I'm winning.
And nobody gets it.
It was The Avengers, right?
The Avengers.
Oh, yeah, it's like I know.
How could that be?
So, we're going to do our bonus, but you guys get to wager your points,
okay?
Oh, okay, good idea.
Dave, you have 3 points that you can wager. So you can say 3, you can say 2, you can say 1, you can say I don't want to wager anything.
So I so I may not win. I got to at least go 1.
We have two more rounds to go through. So, Greg, And you have two
yeah.
to wager. How many, before I read the question, how many do each of you want to wager?
For every question now?
No, just
for this one, the bonus.
I like Jeopardy
just
there.
I want to wager. What do you want to wager?
I'm going to wager two. I'm going
you
all
wait,
in.
Okay, all in for Greg.
So he'll
Dave.
Get four. I'll go one.
You want to wager one. Okay. So I'm going to put a little point here. 2-1. All right.
All right.
So let's see.
I think I'm going to win.
All right. So the question here, without going over, what was the Avengers opening weekend gross?
No.
We just learned that it currently holds the record for the highest grossing opening weekend of all time. So without going over, what was its opening weekend gross?
Is it just here in the United States?
Just
oh,
domestically
okay.
in the United States, yeah.
yeah. Well, why don't we write it down? Because then what will happen is
yeah, actually,
he's
go
going
ahead
to
write
try
it down.
To go one over.
Go ahead and write it
I
down.
Or I will.
If you want to write it.
Yeah,
Matt.
There we go.
Oh,
very nice.
All right. Stationary there.
Here we go. Oh, I don't know if this pen's doing the job. I'll check it out. Here, I think I got it. Oh, very good. Here, lots of pens today.
Okay.
All right.
Is that good?
It's a good guess, yeah.
Ah, I got a good guess, Greg. What do you got? I'll call you. I'll see you two.
There we go.
I'll call you three. He's writing it out. I put numbers. He's actually writing it. Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
So without going over, and go ahead and say your answer.
$165 million.
And Greg's answer was $206 million. So without going over, the correct answer was $207.4 million.
He looked it up.
I did look it up.
Come on, admit it.
No, I have thick ass's face. No,
so,
yeah, you do have that face.
Yeah.
So that means that at the end of the first round, Greg has four.
And what do I have?
And Dave, you. Greg has four, and Dave, you have two.
Oh, I lose two?
You lost one.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Oh, you lose. Okay.
Yeah.
It's four to two.
Yeah.
Darn.
Never been to. All right.
Darn.
So.
Darn.
So what do you guys want? Do you want to go straight into our next?
Or should we do a break?
We'll take a quick break and then come back with some
comedy.
More of this.
Ooh, I love comedy. Is there romantic comedies?
There might be. We'll see.
But maybe not. Okay, so this, of course, is Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live at the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac, Joseph Pardo. I'm losing the contest 4-2. Greg has the prize. We don't know what it is. Maybe he'll take us to Brazilian Steakhouse. Maybe not. We'll be right back. again, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We're live here at the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. We've been talking about all the movies that are coming up in the summertime, because people love going to the movies in the summertime. We also had a contest, and I am losing 4-2 right now to Mr. Greg. Not a good situation, Joseph.
No. But you know what? Let's cheer you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about comedy.
I love comedy.
There we go.
Yes. And so first of all, on May 24th, this might have been the big one that you were talking about earlier, The Hangover Part 2, Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis reprise their roles as friends whose encounter with a gang leads them to Tijuana and then back to Las Vegas. Ken Jeong also reprises his role while John Goodman joins the cast.
Now, you said Hangover Part 2. This is
Part
3.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Part 3. I'm very sorry.
That's
quite
a hangover, so.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. As much as I like Bradley Cooper, I've never been a real big fan of the Hangover movies. The first one was sort of funny.
Too close to home.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have tattoos everywhere. But, no, I don't know. It was the second one I didn't like. The first one was okay. So what do you guys think about that?
Love the first one. Love the second one, not as much as the first one.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm looking forward to it. Heather Graham comes back as Jade, the stripper with the baby. And great stuff. But you can't go wrong with Mr. Chow. Now, on the second one, one of my favorite characters was also the drug-dealing monkey. He was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did like that, actually. I went out and bought a monkey.
Cool. Absolutely, yeah. And so I actually have to text him in a little bit to tell him what I want. But
why'd you name the monkey, by the way?
Zach Galifianakis is hilarious.
Yeah.
That was funny.
He's going to be on SNL, I believe.
Okay.
He might be on this weekend.
Oh, I got to check it
out. This weekend, the next weekend.
Well, definitely will be DVR.
What happens when the monkey's bad?
Okay. You're just trying too hard there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, that one. And I'm really hoping we do a remote for that Thursday show before that, because I want to bring out an old costume that I had for the The Hangover Part 2.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I'd love to bring that out for our listeners when we do a remote. And now on June 7th, The Internship, Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, who we have seen in
Wedding
Crashers. Yeah. Speaking of Isla Fisher, they play salesmen who, having seen their careers torpedoed by the digital age, find their way into a coveted internship at Google, where they must compete with a group of young tech-savvy geniuses for a shot at employment. So sounds like a good one, right?
Yeah, I like that.
And John Goodman again. He's making the rounds this summer.
Yes,
wow.
He certainly is. He's going to have a few films. You'll see that quite a few of these actors are in several different movies. And if they're not in a different movie, then some of them are doing voiceover work in animated films. I got to say films, otherwise Dave thinks I'm talking about something else.
Yeah.
On June 12th, This Is the End.
Yes.
Now, this is Greg's favorite movie, I believe, of the summer. Would you, or one that you're anticipating the most?
It's up there. It's tied probably with Hangover 3 as well as Kick-Ass 2. But this, it probably is a little bit of a lead. It's just everyone, the cast, you know, everyone playing themselves. It just looks great.
I want you to open that for you.
Oh.
That's the prize for today.
I don't know what the end is.
This is the end. I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Jim Morrison.
No, you're going to like this, I think.
While attending a party at James Franco's house, Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, Craig Robinson, Jonah Hill, and Danny McBride are faced with the apocalypse. As the world unravels outside, dwindling supplies and cabin fever threaten to tear apart the friendships inside. That's on June 12th. And what's the prize for today? What did you just open up?
It is a This Is the End poster.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, so you get to keep that if you win. And right now you are winning.
Huh?
I like him. He's good.
Jay Baruchel.
Did you ever see him in Out of My League or something?
No. Yes, she's Out of My League.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah. She is definitely cute as well, right?
She's fantastic.
Oh, you know her?
We go way back.
and
down.
So, you know, that's our prize. So don't hang on to it too tightly there.
Oh, I'm not.
It might be Dave's if he pulls out a win here. So So on June 21st, this one looks really interesting. Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh.
Now, that's a Shakespeare work, right? When I first saw the title, I was like, I'm not too interested in this.
Right.
But now listen to this cast. Well, not necessarily the cast, but listen to the synopsis here.
Sure.
Amy Acker and Alexis Benisoff play sparring lovers whose story offers a dark, sexy, and occasionally absurd view of the intricate game that is love. It's written and directed by Joss Whedon, who made The Avengers and Buffy the Vampire Slayer and all that great stuff, using William Shakespeare's original text shot in just 12 days. It's in black and white.
Ooh. 12 days?
Yes, they shot it in 12 days. I bet they didn't do that with The Avengers.
No.
So that's on June 21st, so very exciting. And then on now, you just said something about going way, way back, right? A couple minutes ago, and you almost confused me because that's the title of our next film on July 12th. The Way, Way Back. This played at the Phoenix Film Festival. So I actually already saw this. Liam James plays a teenager who gets a job at a water park and gains some much-needed self-confidence under the guidance of happy-go-lucky water park employee Sam Rockwell, who approaches life from a fresh new perspective. I love Sam Rockwell. Rockwell. Isn't he great?
He's outstanding.
Did you ever see Choke?
No.
He's in Choke. Did you ever?
I didn't see that, no.
It's a movie about a sex addict. He plays a sex addict in the movie. It's based on a novel of the same title. Great novel.
Wow.
And I don't even read that often. You know, it takes a lot. And I read a few lines of this book, and I thought it was terrific. And the movie is...
Way, Way Back?
It's called The Way, Way Back, yes. And that is on July 12th.
Oh.
Now, I mentioned earlier that Zach Galifianakis, and I think it is, he is going to be on this Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, on Saturday, after you listen to our show on May 11th on KPHX 1480 AM here in the Valley, you can then go home and watch Saturday Night Live and watch Kristen Wiig on Saturday Night Live. She's got a new movie coming out on July 19th called Girl Most Likely. Kristen Wiig plays a once-promising New York playwright who uses her skill for drama to stage an elaborate fake suicide as an appeal for sympathy. When it backfires, she is put into the custody of her estranged gambling addict mother, Annette Bening, on the Jersey Shore.
Huh.
So, a lot of laughs there, right?
Yeah, she was good. She was good in Bridesmaids.
Yeah. Bridesmaids keeps coming up today.
But she was mean to that guy, though.
Yeah, Chris O'Dowd.
Remember? Oh, then she was nice,
made me cry.
Yeah, what was wrong
with
that?
Poor Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, that wasn't right.
Yeah, he liked her.
So do you like Woody Allen?
I love Woody Allen.
You love Woody Allen?
Especially the old one.
Of course.
The old one. Bananas, Annie Hall.
Look at his nose. Of course.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, he's got a new movie coming out. And this one, you know, the synopsis might sound a little bit vague, and that's because it's the best that I could find right now. Most places, if you look for the synopsis of this movie, which opens on August 9th, it's called Blue Jasmine. Probably going to be at the Camel View here locally. Most places just say, you know, plot undisclosed or something. Kate Blanchett plays a fashionable New York housewife who has an acute crisis. Other stars of this include Alec Baldwin, Peter Sarsgaard, Bobby Carnivale, and Sally Hawkins from Happy Go Lucky.
Where's Woody Allen?
He's not in. He's just directed it.
Oh, just directed.
Yeah.
Was it a funny one?
We're in the comedy. Yeah. And now, also on August 9th, We're the Millers, another Saturday Night Live cast member, Jason Sudeikis. But I think that he's a great comedian.
Absolutely.
He plays a veteran pot dealer who creates a fake family as part of his plan to move a huge shipment of weed into the U.S. from Mexico. Jennifer Aniston, Emma Roberts, Will Poulter, Ed Helms, and Nick Offerman also star. So that one looks like a pretty nice cast as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of movies coming out.
Now, August 16th, we have The To-Do List. Aubrey Plaza plays a high school valedictorian who, feeling pressured to become more sexually experienced before she goes to college, makes a list of all the activities, and I use activities in quotes, she wants to accomplish before hitting campus in the fall. You look at a trailer for this, activities means she wants to get...
Some action.
Yeah, she wants some action.
Yeah.
No, we want to
hear what she's planning on going to.
We know what you think. So she wants, sounds like, action.
Action.
So she has a to-do list? Like our names could be on this to-do list?
Not yours. Well,
not, no.
Yeah.
No, the to-do list would be what she wants to do with you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like go to coffee?
But keep in mind, she's graduating high school, so.
Oh.
Careful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. We'll move on to the next one. Our last one in the comedy category. Last one in the comedy calorie. Category.
What are you saying?
Yeah, we've already talked about This Is the End.
That was frozen.
There's another movie. Yeah, this is another movie that kind of similar.
Yeah.
Synopsis here. The World's End opens on August 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost play childhood friends who, upon reuniting in an attempt to top their epic pub crawl from 20 years earlier, unwittingly become humankind's only hope for survival. So
the
know,
world's end.
The world's
end.
That's
sort of like the end. We had an end movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's
keep
how the
there.
World's end.
Yes, keep
oh.
up there.
Yeah.
So there's two. There's two movies. You know, just like oh, we have White House Down and also Olympus Has Fallen. Two movies
oh,
kind of
Black
same
Hawk
subject.
Down.
No.
Yeah, but they. But in this movie, they don't play themselves, right?
Right. They don't play themselves. This one is. This is actually. Their third outing since, I mean, where we had Hot Fuzz and before that, Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, you know, Paul, all that, but I think they're trying to do a trilogy, so I think this is something to do with, stop playing there.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah.
He's got his angry birds on.
Mentioning Paul, that mixes Seth Rogen into the mix with Simon.
Hey, that's interesting.
And across. I love that movie. I really enjoy it. What were your thoughts on it?
I enjoyed it. I thought, you know, I probably didn't like it as much as you did, but I got to interview them. They were in town when Paul came out, and so I got a chance
fantastic.
To sit down with them, just me and them. I think I might have offended them because I didn't even know that this movie was coming out, you know, the same year as another End of the World movie. But that year I had mentioned, you know, how Paul – was opening, and there were several other alien movies that same year, and I kind of mentioned that, and I think that I upset Nick Frost, actually.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no.
I was in a room with just them, not comfortable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but they got over it. So out of all of those...
Joining us now, Nick Frost.
Yes. Out of all of those, I think that the one that I am looking forward to the most, you know, it might be Much Ado About Nothing, just because I'm interested in... what Joss Whedon did with it, you know, what are your thoughts? What are you interested in the most here?
Yeah, well, obviously, This Is the End and Hangover 3, I mean, stand out. But to be honest, there's a lot of good ones coming out because I do like, you know, the work, obviously, we just mentioned with, you know, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, even if, you know, unfortunately, Nick was a little sad that day. But definitely those two are the standouts. I just love the first, like I said, I keep saying the word love. The first two Hangovers, great. I'm looking forward to this. I think it, you know, sometimes they say when you keep making sequels, you know, they could go down at some point. Maybe it will, but I think with John Goodman coming into the mix too, I think this will be another good Hangover. Which is weird to say that a Hangover feels good, but this will be the third time that will feel good.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt the internship.
Oh, yes.
I'm not taking it back.
Give me the poster.
Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson. That's going to be great, too.
A lot of our
favorites this summer coming out with stuff.
Even
though Kick-Ass is considered, I guess, action, you know, it has a lot of comedic elements in it, obviously. You know, so, yeah, there's a lot of good ones. And I'm sure there's some good animation.
That's what we're going to talk about next. I don't know if you want to go right into that or if you want to take a break.
Yeah, let's take another quick break. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion, go into family and animation.
Yes.
Or animation family films.
Well, we've got some that aren't animated.
Okay, there we go. Family and animation. And, of course, this is a breakthrough. Oh, I was going to say Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
It is.
It is, but it's Breakthrough Entertainment. Formerly known as the magazine Having an Entertainment, and we are broadcasting live in Phoenix, Arizona at the Regis Suites. We'll be right back. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network in Phoenix, Arizona, live at the Regis Suites. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdel. We've been talking about movies that are coming out in the summer. We went into action movies, comedies, and now, ladies and gentlemen, family and animation.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Dave's favorite, the porno.
No. That's not my favorite.
That is.
What?
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing. Absolutely. Can we do more so I can win? Do you have any more riddles?
We will. Let's do our family and animation, okay. And then we'll go into more trivia here. Because we promised people the family and animation within the 3 o'clock half hour. So,
oh, yeah.
Now, on May 24th, Epic comes out. Amanda Seyfried, she's one of my favorite actresses, right?
May 14th?
No, May 24th.
Okay.
Amanda Seyfried voices a teenager who finds herself transported to a deep forest setting where a battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil is taking place. She bands together with a ragtag group of characters in order to save their world and ours. Kind of sounds like Fern Gully.
Yeah, it does.
What's the name of the movie?
Epic.
Epic.
So that should be fun, and it looks like pretty good animation. Really interesting trailer if you've seen that. Now, did you ever see Monsters, Inc.?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah,
I liked it. You did too?
Yes, absolutely.
On June 21st, you can see the sequel, Monsters University, or a prequel, actually. Mm-hmm. Billy Crystal and John Goodman once again voice Mike Wazowski and James P. Sullivan. He won't be worried that I messed that up. Two mismatched monsters who are now inseparable. And, of course, John Goodman again, right? So this is, I think, the third time
he's
like Jim. Yeah. But that was not always as shown in this story about their experience in college where they overcame their differences and became the best of friends. So now another sequel out this summer on July 3rd, Despicable Me 2.
Yes.
Now, I think you've mentioned that you like that, Greg.
I did.
Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah. Steve Carell's great.
Yeah. Steve Carell once again voices the villain Gru, who this time is recruited by the Anti-Villain League to help deal with a powerful new super criminal, Al Pacino. Other voice talents include Kristen Wiig, again,
mm-hmm.
and Steve Coogan.
Oh, what date?
That is on July 3rd.
Oh, right before the 4th.
Yes, that was, that's probably one of the big July 4th movies, in which we'll be talking about July 4th movies here, pretty soon in our trivia. But The Lone Ranger kicks off our family films that are not necessarily animated, also on July 3rd. Now, you know who Tonto is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Depp plays Native American warrior Tonto, who recounts the untold tales that transformed man of the law John Reed Army Hammer into a legend of justice. So, this one we've talked about before, that it's pretty big budget, right?
Yes.
And so now on July 12th, did you ever like the first Grown Ups?
No.
I love the sound, but
is it a strong no, or is it just a no?
It's not a strong no. I know a lot of people have the strong no. Mm-hmm. I thought there were moments that were funny, but as much as I love Adam Sandler, Kevin James, all those guys, Chris Rock, mm-hmm. it was just, I don't know, it was just stuff to watch. It was kind of boring.
Dave, what did you think? Did you ever see Grown Ups?
I did. I didn't like it.
Yeah,
it had a great cast, but it just wasn't funny.
I think it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. July 12th, I get to see
it. They're back!
Yeah, they're back. Grown Ups 2, Adam Sandler reprises his role as a man who, after moving his family back to his hometown to be with his friends and their kids, finds out that between old bullies, new bullies, schizo bus drivers, drunk cops on skis, and 400 costume party crashers, sometimes crazy follows you.
Wow.
Yeah, sounds real interesting there. On July 17th, we get Turbo, new film from DreamWorks. Ryan Reynolds voices an everyday garden snail who, after a freak accident, might just be able to achieve his biggest dream, winning the Indy 500. Other voice talents include Paul Giamatti, Maya Rudolph, Samuel L. Jackson, Michelle Rodriguez, and Ken Jeong. So, and again, a few actors there that we've talked about before.
Absolutely.
Especially with Ken Jeong. Now, on July 31st, we get The Smurfs 2. Neil Patrick Harris reprises his role as a human that once again teams up with the Smurfs to rescue Smurfette. Remember who voices Smurfette?
Katy Perry.
Yes, Katy Perry.
I think it was Katy Perry.
Very good, Dave. Let's give this guy a prize.
I
threw you off on that.
Yeah, you did. I was going to make a joke. But anyway, who has been kidnapped by Gargamel? Okay, this time you take. Who is Gargamel? The actor that played him.
Oh, yeah. Don Fizer.
Yeah, Don Fizer again. No, who is it, Greg?
Hank Azaria.
Very good.
How do you know all this?
Well, I knew that anyways, but it's up there.
Since she knows a secret spell involving the evil sorcerer's newest creation, the Naughties.
The Naughties.
Yes, the Naughties. And then on August 9th, did you ever see Cars? Did you like Cars?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just got a text. Watch that. Watch that's Cargo. What's that mean?
Huh?
Watch that.
Watch that.
Cargo.
That's Cargo.
Is that what you're referring to? That someone texted me on that.
I don't know.
That's amazing that they knew that he was going to talk about Cars.
Yeah, that's,
yes.
I'm a little freaked out right now.
Oh, do they have a delay?
Uh-oh,
is that why?
The end is coming.
Oh, I know. It's a delay.
Yeah.
We have a delay here.
We're delayed ourselves. We're actually back to the future.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
In fact, here comes Michael J. Fox.
Yes, here
Hi,
we go.
Michael.
On August 9th, we get Planes. This is a spinoff.
It looks
Cars.
Good.
Yeah. Now, Dane Cook voices a crop-dusting plane who dreams of competing in a famous aerial race despite being hopelessly afraid of heights. With the support of his mentor, Stacy Keach, and a host of new friends, he sets off to make his dreams come true.
Oh.
So that one looks pretty good. I never liked the first Cars that much. The second one I thought was, again, one of the worst movies I've ever seen. You know, let's see if Planes is any better. Yeah, I'm a harsh critic. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, opens on August 16th. Logan Lerman reprises his role as the son of Poseidon, who, in order to restore their dying safe haven, embarks on a quest to the Sea of Monsters to find the mythical Golden Fleece and to stop an ancient evil from rising. Did you ever like the first Percy Jackson?
No, I didn't see it.
No?
Didn't see it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that was the only fantasy film that
I
liked. Yeah, I mean, Harry Potter, I
only
never got...
Only fantasy film?
Out of all the, you know, out of Harry Potter and Narnia and all that stuff, so I've got to qualify that. But those I didn't care for. This one, you know,
Sea of Monsters
was pretty good. Yes, Sea of Monsters. Now, the weekend after that, on August 23rd, we have our final animated or family film, The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. This is a live-action family film. Lily Collins, this is based on a book, by the way, and I think they've already greenlit a sequel. Lily Collins plays... A seemingly ordinary teenager who, when her mom, Lena Headey, is attacked and taken from their home in New York City by a demon, finds out truths about her past and bloodline that changes her entire life.
And this is family and animation?
Yeah. So
City of Bones?
City of Bones, yeah. Well, it's kind of like one of those, it's in the teen romance type genre. Yeah,
like
so
Twilight.
Kind of like Twilight, yeah. Trying not to use that all the time, you know, but yeah, exactly.
Okay. You're going to see that one?
Yeah, well, I'll see that one. I think out of all those, the one that I'm looking forward to the most, and it's a tough choice here, but I'm curious about Planes, to be honest.
I am too. I know my son will love that. He loves the Cars. And I'll say this about Dane Cook. I like him. I think he's funny as a comedian, as an actor, I'm not sure. But I actually have always thought, and I don't think he's ever done an animated movie. If he has, I apologize if I don't know. But I've always thought, hey, Dane Cook in an animated role, for some reason I think it would work.
Yeah.
Just like I always thought with Owen Wilson, I thought it would also work. Although I think Owen Wilson's a really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally thought with Cars it did with Owen Wilson. And I think Dane Cook could have that similar kind of... The voice kind of
appeal
to it. But we'll see. But I am interested in that. It looks good.
Yeah. How about you,
well,
Dave?
I want to see The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? Okay. Yeah.
It looks okay, but the...
Johnny Depp.
I can't stand Johnny Depp.
You really?
Yeah. I think the only Johnny Depp movie that I really actually loved was Rango.
Really?
I didn't even have to look at him.
I thought you were going to say Freddy Krueger when he got killed at the beginning.
Yeah, that would have been good, too. Yeah, but no, Rango, because that one,
really?
That one was actually, I believe, on my best list a couple years ago. You know, but, he's just too weird. I liked him as Willy Wonka.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But even then, he was like, seriously, you always have to look like that? I mean, he dressed as Willy Wonka at one of the award shows.
Right.
And he wasn't even trying to.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's his style.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No. So you want to go into our trivia again, or you want to take a break?
Let's take a quick break so I can refresh,
sure.
Ready to move, and I'm down 4-2, evidently, from the youngster.
Ready to move? This is like the physical activity portion,
yeah,
of our trivia?
Yeah, we're going to be slamming
they
him against
to
the
do
work.
Some, working out.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this good. So we're going to come back and do the trivia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second round.
All right, you're listening to, of course, The Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network in Phoenix, Arizona, 5 at the Regis Suite. We'll be right back. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Remember, was more like this.
Bears will still be hot. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live here at the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. Oh, I thought you were going to say Iardo. Hey, what happened to your mic, Greg?
We stopped that.
Okay, you're our producer, but no, your name is not Mike. Okay. So we're going to continue our contest. Greg is winning 4-2. Unfortunately, I think he might have peaked at the answers. But anyway,
and try to get it on the first try here. Don't you know, because we keep in mind we've got two rounds of trivia and another
I'll listen very
genre.
Attentively.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
So round two. After the Avengers, what movie currently holds the record for highest grossing May opening? So, again, Avengers is the highest opening of all time, and so obviously that would make it for May as well since that's when it was released. But what other than Avengers, what is the next highest grossing opening for May? Is it Iron Man 2, Shrek the Third, Spider-Man, or Spider-Man 3?
Spider-Man.
Wow. Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3? And Greg has got it. It is Spider-Man 3.
That is just unfair, Mr.
That is just fantastic. That is unbelievable.
Well, yes.
Wow, he's winning
5-2. Yes, 5-2. All right, so what movie currently holds the record for highest grossing June opening? Is it Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Toy Story 3, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, or Brave?
Brave.
You think Brave?
No.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
What was the first one?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
I'm going for that one.
Well, you all picked everything except for Toy Story 3. Toy Story
really?
3 it was.
Oh,
Toy Story
wow.
3.
Yeah.
And that was just a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was.
What movie currently holds the record for the highest grossing July opening? Is it Transformers Dark of the Moon, The Dark Knight Rises, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest?
Dark Man Rising.
Dark Man Rising? I think that covers three of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't. The Batman one.
That was safe.
The Batman one, The Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, that one.
What do you think?
It's funny because I think it is. My heart's on saying that, but the part of me thinks it's not, but I'm just going to say it so at least I can keep my lead. The Dark Knight Rises.
Why? Well, you know, even if you would have said the Dark Man Rises or whatever, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
I always choose that one and I lose.
Yeah. So what movie currently holds the record for the highest grossing August opening? Is it The Bourne Ultimatum, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Rush Hour 2, or Signs?
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes, great movie.
I'm a big fan of that, but I think it's either Signs or Rush Hour 2.
What's the first one?
Bourne Ultimatum.
Yeah,
I'm going the Bourne.
I don't think it's that.
Bourne Again.
I remember how big.
Why are you laughing at that?
I remember when I saw Signs in theaters, how packed it was, and all the hype regarding.
I don't even
remember
that movie.
Mel
Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix, and.
I like him.
Yeah,
Walk the Line.
Phoenix. Yeah.
So you're gonna go with Rush Hour?
I am going to go with Rush Hour too.
And what are you going with, Bourne?
Bourne.
It's Bourne.
What? Yes. Oh, now. Wow, we're rolling.
Man. Yeah, you're still losing.
Yeah,
but,
you are.
The movie.
True.
What movie currently holds the record for the highest grossing Memorial Day weekend opening? Is it The Day After Tomorrow, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, or X-Men The Last Stand?
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Dave?
Is that the third one?
That is the third one, yes.
What's the next one?
X-Men The Last Stand.
Then?
The Day After Tomorrow and Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
And The Day After Tomorrow really is The Day After Tomorrow.
I'm going to do The Day After Tomorrow.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's just not fair.
So, and then our next question is...
Now you know it works more.
Yeah, what movie...
You can go to the movies more.
movie?
I haven't been in a while.
What movie currently holds the record for the highest grossing Independence Day weekend opening? Hancock, Spider-Man 2, Transformers Dark of the Moon, or War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds.
Hancock,
yeah.
Spider-Man 2, Transformers Dark of the Moon, or War of the Worlds?
Transformers Dark of the Moon.
What, you got it?
It was
Greg. Transformers Dark of the Moon. He's going to keep this poster.
I am. I absolutely am.
Well, you know, we still have the bonus round. But what movie currently holds the record for highest grossing Labor Day weekend opening? Is it Halloween, Jeepers Creepers, Jeepers Creepers 2, or Transporter 2?
Jerry Lewis Telethon.
Yeah, I bet so.
Transformers.
Labor Day, and that's the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yeah, that's the
last one.
You're
going to
say Halloween and you're going to say Transporter 2? Or you're going to say Halloween?
What was the last one?
Transporter.
Oh, not that one. What was the last
one? Jeepers Creepers or Jeepers Creepers 2 or Halloween or Transporter 2?
Halloween.
Okay, you both get it. It's Halloween.
Yes. I figured my strategy out now.
I got
whatever
it.
Greg says.
Well,
yeah.
You have to go next. To go first next time. Yeah, there we go.
Which of these summer releases never hit number one at the box office? Is it Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Jurassic Park 3, or Ted?
That never hit what?
Never hit number one at the box office. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Okay.
Although I liked it.
Wait, say that one more time.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Jurassic Park 3, or Ted?
What was the question?
Which of these summer releases never hit number one at the box office?
I think Mr. and Mrs. Smith did because of the cast.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's good logic.
I love Ted, and I
You love Ted?
Is
there something you want to tell us?
Well, Ted. I think, but it was up against good competition, but I think, what were the other two again?
Mr. and Mrs.
Well, I know that,
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Jurassic Park 3, and Ted.
You know what? I'm going to say Ted only because if I remember correctly, I think there was a lot of good stuff out around that time, even though Ted was amazing.
Oh, Ted was number one.
Oh, okay.
But Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it was also number one. It was Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. No one got it.
Because who's ever heard of Ice Age?
Which summer release currently holds the record for the highest grossing?
Oh, who won?
What? Nobody.
No one.
Oh.
Keep
okay.
up here.
Oh, yeah. By the way, don't disconnect that line there.
No, I know. I was trying to get the Ted sound.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, let's,
we got
not,
a different
let's not mess
time.
With that until we have a more technical person.
Oh, yeah.
Which summer release currently holds the record for highest grossing opening weekend without being that weekend's overall top grosser? So this movie, you know, holds the record for highest grossing.
Overall.
That, yeah, overall, but it wasn't number one at the box office. Okay, so it had a really
that is
you know,
long. Jurassic
yeah.
Park.
Was it Prometheus, The Day After Tomorrow, Wanted, or Kung Fu Panda 2?
The Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow, Greg?
Wanted.
And it's The Day After Tomorrow.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, no, that's
Dennis
that
Quaid,
pretty
baby.
Well. Now, here's our last question in this round before the bonus. What summer release currently...
What did you say?
It's getting close.
Oh, you didn't say it.
What summer release currently holds the record for highest grossing theater average? Is it The Lion King, Pocahontas, Hercules, or Moonrise Kingdom? So that means that, you know, per theater, the theater itself, each theater, the average was the highest grossing. Was it for The Lion King, Pocahontas, Hercules, or Moonrise Kingdom?
Lion King, you.
Lion King,
you.
Absolutely.
What?
And you both get it right.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah,
the Lion King
what?
Was big time.
You can't guess what I said.
Yeah, but here's the bonus.
It.
All right, what are you going to bet?
Yeah, before you find
bet
out.
Bet all of it, Greg.
Well, okay, so right now, Greg has 9 to play with, and Dave, you have 6.
All right, bet this at least 6.
Uh-huh.
All right, bet at least 3. Then you come down to 6.
There's one more round, right?
There's one more round, yeah.
Oh, there is? All right, bet.
I'm going to go with 6.
You're going to bet 6?
Yes.
And how many?
I'll make it interesting.
I'm going to bet 6.
You're going to bet 6? So you're all in.
This could really
I'm all in.
Around.
I'm all in.
Okay, so get ready to write it down. Here's your paper.
Uh-oh.
And your pen.
Oh, yeah, this is the working pen.
Without going over, what was the Lion King's theater average? Now, I'm going to give you a hint, okay?
Yeah, I need it.
So don't go over, but what was the Lion King's theater average for this record? The hint, the Avengers theater average was $47.7 million. I mean, sorry, no, what?
Yeah,
no,
what's going on around
that
there?
Wasn't right.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was $47,000.
$47,000 theater.
Yeah, $47,000. So what was the theater average for The Lion King?
So you said $47,000.
Yeah, 47.
Average.
Yes, yes. That was theater.
The Lion
average.
King's less than that.
Hey, you can't get that in.
The Lion King can't
hear it. No. He if
no.
He didn't pay attention. He can't hear it.
I was just seeing if
no.
I could trick Dave.
Yeah, you're trying to trick me. I was paying attention. I know these things.
All right. So, do you have your answer for me?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Don't.
No.
You started to look at your computer. I mean, you're not cheating.
Oh, no. I was looking at how much time we have left. Okay. 47,000, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
17.
Most movies only, you know, it's five or $10,000 per theater.
Oh, I told. Oh, close your ears. Okay.
Interesting.
Are we?
I think I'm ready.
Okay. What's your?
Right, hold on. I might be too high.
Okay.
No, with my number.
Right.
I see it. For you, that,
well, let me change it.
Okay. No, I'm saying okay.
Oh, all right, it's okay. Go ahead, Mister. Come on, we only have.
Yes.
Right, we only have.
There's mine.
Okay, so you're saying.
I had 30.
You have 30.
You had what?
And you have 51. Which
51?
And
are you nuts?
But listen,
it can't be. Avengers is all time gross.
Oh, I thought we thought the Lion.
No, the Lion King was the highest theater per theater gross.
Oh.
The Avengers is the highest gross. And
I wasn't
Greg big. Wins this with in he gets so he adds 9 plus 6.
15
he gets, okay? At the end of and you get 0.
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
But you can still win.
Yeah.
But so the
how
here,
do I still win?
You can still win, trust me.
Okay,
I don't like this.
If he yeah, so now that the answer was $793,377. Lion King made a lot of money on just a few theaters.
Wow, unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh, I should have figured out how many theaters.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was the
because that makes a difference.
Yeah.
There's only one theater. Huge if there's two.
Yes. Okay, yeah, there you go.
Oh, darn it.
People packed into the theater.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
If there, I should have said, is it, what, you know, was it the
yes.
same amount of theaters as Avengers or something?
So now do we want to go straight into, you know, some
stuff? No, I want to win.
Do you want to go into our last category here of horror sci-fi thriller?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll win. Then I'll
all right.
win.
Then you won't win.
All right, so we'll try to get through these relatively quickly. On May 17th, Star Trek Into Darkness. I know you're very excited about
this. Oh, yeah, I know
this. Yes, Chris,
on May 7th.
May 17th, yes. Chris Pine reprises his role of Captain Kirk, who, after the crew of the Enterprise finds an unstoppable force of terror from within their own organization, leads a manhunt into a war zone world to capture a one-man weapon of mass destruction that's played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
47,000. Did I win?
No, that's no.
Oh, okay, we're not doing that now.
But remember, keep an ear out for some hints on
now you tell us.
I told you at the beginning of the show.
Oh.
All right, on May 31st, After Earth, real-life father and son Will and Jaden Smith play two humans who, after a crash landing, leaves them stranded on Earth 1,000 years after events forced humanity's escape, must embark on a perilous journey to signal for help. So, you know, you like Will Smith?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
Both of them.
What's the name of it?
It's called After Earth on May 31st.
Oh, okay. I think I'd like that one.
Now, this one's not maybe our only thriller of all these. Most of them are horror or sci-fi. This one's more of a thriller. It's called Now You See Me. It also opens on May 31st. Now You See Me. Mark Ruffalo plays an FBI agent who tracks illusionists, played by Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, and Isla Fisher. There's Isla Fisher again.
Yes.
That pulls off a bank heist during... they pull off bank heists during their performances and reward their audiences with money. That's what we're going to do with the remotes, right? We're going to
no.
Oh.
No, it's going to be an illusion.
Right. Well, that's what this. Okay.
But illusionary money.
Oh, I get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
On June 7th, if you're into horror films.
Guess what date is June 7th, Greg? Tell him.
I just want to say that I do want to see Now You See Me.
We weren't asking you. Now, what's June 7th?
I have no idea.
Your sister's birthday.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
I know.
What a shame.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, then, take her out to see The Purge. Over the course of a single night during the 12 hours every year when Americans can commit any crime without facing consequences.
Oh, I don't like this.
A family is tested to see how far they will go to protect themselves when the vicious outside world breaks into their home.
I don't think I like that movie.
Kind of scary, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
It looks pretty good, though. On June 21st, World War Z, we've mentioned this one before,
yeah.
Brad Pitt plays a United Nations employee who traverses the world in a race against time to stop a zombie pandemic that is toppling armies and governments and threatening to decimate humanity itself.
No, don't like that one.
You don't
okay.
like that one either? All right. Pacific Rim is on July 12th.
I like that one.
Sure, you do.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Oh.
Pacific Rim. Charlie Hunnam and Rinko Kikuchi.
Ringo Starr. Yeah, I like that.
Rinko Kikuchi.
What are you saying?
Kikuchi.
Yeah, got a little baby in there?
Yeah.
Oh, Kikuchi.
Or that girl, that. Remember that girl, that Kikuchi? Remember that girl? Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pacific Rim.
That was in one of your other formats.
Oh, yeah.
They play two unlikely heroes who, when an alien attack threatens the Earth's existence, pilot a giant robot to fight off the menace standing as mankind's last hope against the mounting apocalypse. Really great special effects here.
I think I'll see that.
Yeah, okay. And on July 19th, The Conjuring, again, another horror film. Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga. She's great in Bates Motel, by the way, that TV show.
Oh, what's it called?
The Conjuring.
How do you spell that? Okay, I'm kidding.
Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga play paranormal investigators who work to help a family terrorized by a dark presence in their farmhouse, forced to confront a powerful entity, they find themselves caught in the most terrifying case of their lives. So.
Not
all right. Also on July 19th, maybe this one will interest you.
Yes.
R.I.P.D.
I like it already.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, David.
You're close. It's called Rest in Peace Department.
Oh, Rest in Peace Department.
Yes. Ryan Reynolds plays a recently slain cop who joins a team of undead police officers working for the Rest in Peace Department and tries to find a man who murdered him. Jeff Bridges and Kevin Bacon co-star.
Oh, you can bring home the bacon. This is good.
That one sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
And then on August 9th, Elysium. Matt Damon plays a man who in the year 2154, where the very wealthy live on a man-made space station while the rest of the population resides on a ruined Earth, takes on a mission that could bring equality to the polarized world. Jodie Foster co-stars in this.
She's good.
Yeah, unless she's spouting off random things.
Does she do that?
At award shows.
I didn't know that.
Terribly annoying. But anyway, finally, our last film that we're going to talk about, August 23rd, You're Next.
I am?
Yes.
You are.
When a gang of masked axe-wielding murderers descend upon a family reunion, the hapless victims seem trapped until an unlikely guest of the family proves to be the most talented killer of all.
I don't like it. I'm not seeing it. I'm sorry. But out of these, how much time we have? We still have some time.
Yeah.
Oh, by far. There's no question. If anyone can get it, they will win a trip to somewhere.
Star Trek?
Yeah. No question. I think it's better than the first ones.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And I've already seen that one, by the way.
Star
Trek. Yeah. So you're interested in
Yeah,
that looks really good. And good cast. Amanda Seyfried.
Will you see it?
I probably will. Yes.
But you don't see these.
Yes.
Okay.
Me personally, I'm a horror guy, so I'm really looking forward to The Purge. It sounds like a really interesting concept where, there's a world where in the future we've got 12 hours every year when we can commit any crime without any consequences and, what kind of consequences that would have on society itself. Really an interesting concept, I think. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also kind of looking forward to RIPD. It kind of looks like an interesting film, and I think that Ryan Reynolds is a great actor. I've loved him since Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
And he was very good in with Sandra Bullock in whatever that movie
The Proposal.
Was.
The Proposal, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh.
Right. So, now, do we want to do our final round?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, let's see who wins. Again, Dave, got zero.
I can't bet.
You can't bet right now, but you can bet with some, and then, we'll see if Greg wants to – we'll see if he'll be nice and bet it all your sake.
Bet it all. No.
Or maybe he'll bet, just some.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, this is our third round, and it has to do with the movies that we've talked about today, but there are things that I didn't necessarily tell you, okay? Which action film in our summer movie preview once courted Ben Affleck to serve as a director? Was it The Great Gatsby, Man of Steel, Red 2, or The Wolverine? So at one point, they wanted Ben Affleck to direct this movie.
Man of Steel.
Great Gatsby.
Okay. And you should have said Man of Steel because it's Man of Steel.
Oh, there
he must be. I don't believe it.
No.
That's just how it is.
And now, which action film in our summer movie preview once courted Ben Affleck to serve as an actor? Was it The Great Gatsby or White House Down, Red 2 or Two Guns? He was going to act in this movie at one point. Great Gatsby, White House Down, Red 2,
Guns.
Two Guns. You think Two Guns? Greg?
Who's in Two Guns right now?
Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington.
And what was the first one?
First one, Great Gatsby.
It's between those two. I'm going to go Great Gatsby to give him a chance if I did miss it.
It's Great Gatsby.
I knew we're going to be giving him a chance because I knew that was the answer.
I don't know who he was going to play, but I believe he might have played Leonardo DiCaprio's role. All right, so which action film in our summer movie preview once courted Jason Statham to serve as an actor? Fast and Furious 6, White House Down, Red 2, or Two Guns?
White House Down.
White House Down?
Well, he's in Fast and Furious 6. So is it a trick question or just one that he wouldn't be allowed
to? I'm not going to answer.
We're not answering
I'm
that.
I'm not answering that.
No,
he's in Fast and Furious 6.
Sorry.
But if you're meaning you courted him, obviously, then so he's not in the movie. What were the other options? White House Down
or Red 2 or Two Guns?
Well, again, because he's already in Fast and Furious 6, we'll leave that off. I'm going to go with it's either Red 2 or Two Guns. Do
I'm going to say no. You're wrong.
White House.
It is Fast and Furious 6. He's not in Fast and Furious 6. He was going to play the role that Luke Evans plays in Fast
what?
Furious 6. IMDb has it
does
wrong.
IMDb, you suck.
Did they lose a point?
No, he doesn't lose a point.
Yeah.
No. But.
I need at least 1 point.
Which, so he was going to play the bad guy. But I think he might be in Fast and Furious 7. I think they're trying to do something
like that.
Which comedy film in our summer movie and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm even wrong on my research. So we'll find out when Fast and Furious 6 comes out. Which comedy film in our summer movie preview once courted Sean Penn and Robert Downey Jr. to serve as actors? Was it The Hangover Part 3, The Internship, This Is the End, or The World's End?
Internship.
Okay, you think The Internship? How about you, Greg?
This Is the End.
And you're both wrong. It's The Hangover Part 3.
Oh, really?
At one point, Sean Penn and Robert Downey Jr. were going to be in that.
Yeah.
Wow. Which comedy film in our summer movie preview once courted Jake Gyllenhaal to serve as an actor? Was it The Internship, The Way, Way Back, Blue Jasmine, or We Are the Millers?
Gay Man.
What?
Something about a mountain.
I don't think
I mean, wow.
All right.
Wait, repeat.
Okay. Besides, stop reading your text out loud.
How did they know you were going to talk about Jake Gyllenhaal?
The Internship, The Way, Way Back, Blue Jasmine, and the We're the Millers.
We're the Millers.
Okay.
I only know what one of those
could be Miller
Lite. I'm just going to say The Internship.
All right. It is The Way, Way Back. At one point, he was going to play
Way, Way Back.
Sam Rockwell character.
Oh, that's the one with Rockwell.
Yeah.
And when he says way, way back, he means way, way back. Okay.
Which animated film in our summer movie preview initially had John Cryer cast in a lead role?
Oh, John Cryer.
Yeah. Was it Epic, Monsters University, Turbo, or Planes?
Planes.
You say Planes, Dave. Greg.
That's what I want to say, but I'll say Monsters University.
Well, one of you got it. It is Dave.
I got a point. I can win now.
You can win.
I can win.
Yeah, he was originally going to play Dusty the
Death
Cropter.
Cropper.
Yeah. Instead of Dane.
Wasn't it the Helicopter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, which animated film in our summer movie preview initially had Javier Bardem cast in the lead role? Was it Epic, Monsters University, Despicable Me 2, or Turbo?
Monsters.
In the lead role or a lead role?
In a lead role.
Oh, Despicable Me 2.
And you're right, it's Despicable Me 2.
Oh,
he's going to play the bad guy.
Yes. We have a minute left, so we'll go a little overtime if we have to.
We can do that?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Which we've discussed many times. Dave is slow.
We've got three questions left, and then our bonus question.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Which family film in our summer movie preview once courted Jessica Chastain and Abbie Cornish, we've talked about her before.
Yes, we have.
To serve as actresses. Was it The Lone Ranger, Grown Ups 2, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, or The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones?
Oh, Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups
2?
Definitely. Dave says Grown Ups 2. Greg?
Okay, name the other ones again.
The Lone Ranger, Grown Ups 2, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, or Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
Oh, yeah, it has to be Grown Ups 2.
And it was Lone Ranger.
Really?
Yeah,
Jessica Chastain or Abbie Cornish were going to play, you know, the lead female.
Oh, okay. And also the Greg Isaac autobiography.
Which sci-fi film in our summer movie preview once courted Benicio del Toro to serve as an actor? Was it Star Trek Into Darkness, After Earth, Pacific Rim, or Elysium?
Oh, yeah, Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim?
Yeah, no doubt.
Star Trek.
It's Star Trek. It is Star Trek. It is, he was originally going to play the role that Benedict Cumberbatch is.
No way!
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
I hope that I'm saying that right. I think we've said it differently on another show. All right, final question, and then our bonus. Okay?
Yeah, I got
Which
one.
Horror film in our summer movie preview initially had Ed Harris and Bryan Cranston cast in lead roles? Was it The Purge, The World War Z, The Conjuring, or You're Next?
Yeah, The Conjuring.
Dave says The Conjuring. Greg?
You're next.
It's World War Z, so neither of you get it.
Really?
And to recap what we've got here, Greg...
It's a beating.
Yes, it is. Greg has 19 points, and Dave, you've got 1 point.
Oh, wow. So the only way I can win is if he... Does all 19.
So do you want to make it interesting, Greg? Do you want to bet all 19, or do you want to at least bet 18? Because so the most that Dave can get here is 2. you can either get 1, 0, or 2.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
get
one.
I'll do 18. 18.
Yes.
He's gonna ask for 18. Now, you don't want to bet any.
No, I'm going to bet one.
You can tie, but yeah, if you bet
you're
one,
you
win. If
okay.
I miss. But we know I won't miss.
Okay, he won't miss.
All right, so you're betting one, and Dave, Greg is betting 18.
There we go.
So here's the question. Get ready to write it down here.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, one of these things again?
Yes.
Yeah,
got, now this one.
This is always a bonus.
Now this one, if you paid attention on our previous show, you know this answer. If you paid attention on our show on previous network, you know this answer. Without going over, what is the Lone Ranger's rumored production budget?
Oh, man,
don't go over. Careful. Remember, we talked about this.
We did, and it was unbelievably high.
And because it is, Lone Ranger is the highest production budget. It has the highest production budget of all the films that we've talked about today. The next one that comes close, I think, is Pacific Rim. It's somewhere between two. Wow, I just messed up. But I didn't answer.
But luckily, Dave still won't understand what you were getting
at. I totally got it. I did. I had my calculator with me.
But remember, you know, you. We'll see how it goes here. I'm gonna stop talking.
All right, here we go. There's mine.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here we go. Dave is thinking.
Some of these movies were made unbelievably cheap, by the way.
Yes.
But this one was not.
Let's see what Dave does. We see him writing. I can't tell what he's writing. Oh, I think he wrote what I wrote.
Where is... You have so many things there. Okay.
He doesn't like it. I could tell.
All right, so you want to say your answers. Dave?
255.
And Greg?
Million.
270 million.
He went over. I think Greg went over.
What happens if you both went over? It's $250 million.
Oh, I was almost saying that.
So we both went over.
Oh, then we get one more shot. One more bonus.
I don't know.
I'll make one up then. Okay.
If you make it up, then you...
No, he probably won't get it.
No, since you both got it wrong, then that takes wrong. So that means that Dave, you
zero.
Got zero. Greg,
it
one
close, but it doesn't matter. Right?
No, it was 1-0.
That's
not so bad.
Yeah.
1-0.
So
even though it's
Greg,
actually 18-1, it was
no, it was 1.
Yeah, it was a great game.
It was a great game.
Greg, keep his poster.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And, you know, it was a great show. I can't wait to review all these films on future shows. Again, we will start. We will talk a little more about The Great Gatsby next Thursday, but we will review it next Saturday.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. That should be a big hit.
And just for Dave today, to make him feel better, let's all mute for a second.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be good.
Here we go now. Have you ever heard this song?
Interesting.
Wow. So this
makes you feel better about the great victory that I had.
Yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, so congratulations. And
God, I could have pulled this out. Only if I put 250. I almost said
you would have been closer.
My original one was
and then you would have gotten 2 points and Greg would have had one.
Oh,
you
get the poster now.
Yeah, I do.
But you wanted that anyway.
This
I did that
this
for
isn't
him.
The end.
Sure.
Very nice of you.
Yeah,
very,
very
nice
of you. All right, so does that wrap it up?
Yeah.
That's a wrapper. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Mayweather-Guerrero fighting.
Very good.
On May Day. What day is that? Will
well,
I be in Vegas then?
Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
All right, so Joseph Erdo, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is great. A movie reviewer, and remind the listeners, debut show May 11th, 1480 a.m., KPHX, 11 to 2, but the entertainment part of that will be 11 to 12. Am I right?
Absolutely. We'll have everything together so we don't confuse everyone.
Well, let's give our website out, breakradioshow.com, breakradioshow.com. The sports will be sportsbreakthrough.com. Check it out. What's the Facebook? How do they get to Facebook?
Facebook.com/Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. It's easy, but there's a lot to type out. But you'll find
it on
there.
What if they just type search like Breakthrough Thinking?
They can go to our website, like you said, and on the side, get to our Facebook. And a lot of different things kind of coming up and changing a bit for the good. And everything come together. We'll have everything sort of put in one place, so people could find us, so they're not listening to us now saying, what in the world are these guys talking about?
No, they
saying,
know what
this
we're
page,
talking
that page, that. And then, of course, you're listening to us right now, blogtalkradio.com/B as in boy, T as in Tom, B as in boy, N as in Nancy. And so definitely come back and hear us again tomorrow. We'll have Breakthrough Sports.
Oh, yeah. And Coach Kevin Guy will be on.
Arizona Rattlers.
General manager, head coach. And Ed Smith should be with us, broadcasting live. Who else? We may have even Ed Cole. We'll be talking
a lot
of great sports.
A lot of stuff.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Thanks to Joseph Erdo, who coined that term. Credit to Joseph.
Thank you.
And formerly the magazine. And, of course, we're the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, broadcasting live at the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're here, it'll be 6 days a week and going on 7. And everyone have a great night. See you tomorrow, Pacific Coast time, 2 to 4. Have a great night.